call is now being recorded.
Hello, Richard. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you again for taking the time with us.
No problem.
So as our first question, what is diabetes?
So diabetes is a disease that has become a pandemic throughout the world. It's a situation where your body is not getting insulin, and insulin is the hormone that takes glucose, which is the sugar in your body, and allows for it to flow into your cells, where it is used for energy so that we can live and we can perform our daily activities. Diabetes is caused by a couple of things. Number one, type 1 diabetes is a situation where the pancreas is not producing any insulin whatsoever. And without insulin, you can't survive. You will die. So then in that case, insulin has to be injected manually into the body to allow us to function properly. Type 2 diabetes is a situation where either the pancreas is not producing enough insulin and or you have what's called insulin resistance, where there's something that's preventing the insulin from getting into your cells the glucose from getting into your cells,
yeah,
regardless of the insulin. And a lot of times that's caused by a number of different factors, including possibly maybe fatty cells that are preventing that from happening.
Okay, thank you. And you had mentioned, actually referred to diabetes as a pandemic. Are rates of diabetes growing?
Diabetes has been growing tremendously in the last 20, 25 years. I would say, you know, I'm guessing right now, but it's definitely doubled and probably tripled in the last 25 years.
Mm.
Right now, we're in the situation in the United States where one out of three people has either diabetes or prediabetes. So that's how serious it's gotten. And, of course, it's getting worse around the world as well, especially countries that are starting to modernize a little bit more, like China and India. The incidences there are climbing tremendously as well.
That's interesting. And what role do current rates of sugar consumption within the United States and beyond, as you had mentioned, play in the growing rates of diabetes?
So that's a big part of it. You know, too much sugar in your body is not good. Your body can only process so much. And what happens with the accumulation of glucose, which is another name for sugar, is that your blood becomes thick. And imagine blood that's 2-3 times as thick as it normally is, and the difficulty that the heart has pumping that viscosity throughout your body. And then in addition to that, when blood is that thick and it reaches your capillaries, which are tiny little veins, it damages them. So people can get complications, including what's called neuropathy, meaning the extremities in your body are affected, the nerves are damaged, and you start losing, in some cases, losing feeling of it, of your extremities. And that can cause problems, like if you have any kind of a cut, it can get infected and won't heal. Eventually, people lose their limbs because of it. Neuropathy also causes a lot of pain for extremities.
So given the importance of sugar consumption in diabetes, do you think that replacing sugar with zero-calorie or alternative sweeteners, for example, could assist in reducing rates of diabetes?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. There's a lot of forces out there that are convincing us that, you know, drinking sugar waters is a good thing, or something that we should all be doing. It's just a natural part of living in a capitalistic society. So you're going to have those pressures. You have commercials on radio and television and so forth. And they're especially damaging to children that really are, you know, basically taken advantage of by these advertising companies. And unfortunately, it's really out of control as far as, you know, children taking in too much sugar, and adults as well. I mean, the obesity issue in the United States is unprecedented. It's never been this bad. So that and diabetes are not, you know, mutually exclusive.
So given the potential that the zero-calorie sweeteners could hold, has the American Diabetes Association ever advocated for the use of these zero-calorie sweeteners?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, at this coming election, there are two measures, one in San Francisco and one in Oakland, asking for, I believe it's a 1 cent tax on beverages that are sweetened. And I think that's very, very important to send a message out that these sweetened beverages are dangerous to all of us. So the American Diabetes Association is officially supporting these measures. We're hoping to get a statewide measure that will do the trick for everybody in California. Right now, I think Berkeley is one of the only cities in our area that has such a restriction, or such a tax, rather, on sugar beverages.
Okay. So other than promoting against the common use of sugar beverages or sugary beverages, has the American Diabetes Association ever specifically advocated for increased public awareness or education, per se, around zero-calorie sweeteners?
We do a lot of advocacy, and we also do a lot of publications. We do a lot of education and information to the community about that all the time across the country.
Okay, thank you. And as our final question, in your opinion, should the general public or those struggling with diabetes consider replacing sugar with these zero-calorie sweeteners more commonly?
Well, there's no question about it. People that have diabetes need to know what their glucose level is. In other words, how much sugar is in their bodies, in their blood. And based on that, you know, that's what they need to know so that they can control how much sugar is in their bodies. And that's, in many cases, it's a matter of life and death. They have no choice. They have to reduce the amount of sugar in their body. It's critical for those people. And for those of us that do not have diabetes, it's also very important to be aware of what your level is. The amount of sugar in our bodies should not exceed 100. And I forget what the, I think it's milligrams, I think, per liter. So the official limit is 100. If you're at 100 or below, then you're okay. If you're between 100 and 125, that means you have pre-diabetes. And anything over 125 is diabetes. But we see some people coming into emergency rooms with their blood levels at 400, 500, 600. That's when they're experiencing serious, serious problems, and they need to control that glucose and get it back to a manageable level where your body can function properly.
Okay, thank you. Well, Mr. Alejandro, thank you once again for taking the time.
You bet. My pleasure. Good luck.
Thank you. You as well. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.